Good evening. Welcome to the Salieri Report. Today is November 8th. Oh, well, where I am, it's November 9th. Where you are, it's November 8th, 2012. I'm Catherine Austin Fitz, and I'm delighted you could join me this evening. I'm speaking to you from Amsterdam, or at least the Amsterdam area in Holland. I've been surrounded by physicists and engineers. I'm attending and speaking at the Global Breakthrough Energy Conference. The link to access the live stream will be up on the blog starting tomorrow. The conversations that I've had at dinner and our meetings this evening are again a reminder that the technology is available to radically reduce our health care and our energy costs. It does exist, and there's a lot that scientists and engineers can add that will dramatically add to our general welfare if they're permitted. The question, of course, is working through the political obstacles to this kind of change. More upcoming events. As I said, the live stream for the Breakthrough Energy Conference will be accessible through the blog tomorrow. And then I'm flying back to California on Monday and will be giving a financial salon for Changing Times in Santa Cruz. And then December 1st, the subscriber luncheon with the whole Salieri team is going to be in Murfreesboro outside of Nashville. So if you're in the area, you definitely want to come. You can just click on Luncheon with Catherine at the blog and make sure you RSVPs. Tonight, Precious Metals Market Report with Franklin Sanders. There's a lot going on in the market. The gold just surpassed U.S. equity markets in terms of performance for the year. They've been underperforming U.S. equities, and that just reversed just this today. So we've got a lot to talk about. We're going to have slides on the webinar software. You can tell which section we're in from watching the slides, and then the blog, in the subscriber section on the blog, will have all the charts for the precious metals market report. Those won't be in the webinar software. So if you're online, just check out the slide section on the webinar software and keep a browser open for the subscriber section at the blog post on the precious metals market reports. Because Franklin has posted a lot of charts, and I've also posted a chart on mining stocks in response to one of the questions we got.